Hello, tech enthusiasts. Welcome to another episode where we unravel the latest and greatest in technology. Today, we're kicking things off with a hot topic that's been making waves: Apple's recent court ruling setback regarding App Store payment fees.
That's right. A U.S. court has denied Apple's request to pause a ruling that mandates changes to its App Store payment practices. This means Apple can no longer charge developers a fee for payments made outside the App Store via links within apps, potentially impacting their revenue model significantly.
That's a big change for Apple. What led to this decision, and how are developers reacting?
The court emphasized that Apple failed to demonstrate why a stay was justified. Notably, Epic Games' Tim Sweeney celebrated the decision, calling it the end of the Apple tax. This ruling stems from a previous decision by Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers, who found Apple's practices in violation of fair competition.
This ruling could reshape the app market landscape. Moving on, let's talk about Alibaba's strategic expansion in Southeast Asia, specifically in Indonesia.
Indeed, Alibaba Cloud is partnering with GoTo Group's digital payments unit in Indonesia. This move signifies Alibaba's ambition to strengthen its foothold in Southeast Asia, a region traditionally dominated by U.S. cloud giants like AWS and Google Cloud.
Why is this partnership significant for Alibaba and the regional market?
GoTo Financial's migration to Alibaba Cloud marks a shift in cloud service preferences. This partnership, alongside GoTo's collaboration with Tencent Cloud, highlights the growing influence of Chinese tech in Southeast Asia, a region ripe with digital growth opportunities.
It's fascinating to see these dynamics play out. Now let's shift gears to the TechCrunch Sessions AI event in Berkeley.
The event is buzzing with AI enthusiasts and experts gathering at UC Berkeley's Zellerbach Hall. Attendees are set to engage in discussions that could shape the future of AI innovation and networking within the community.
What are some key highlights or themes expected from this event?
The lineup includes AI heavyweights delivering insights on the latest advancements and challenges. The event also emphasizes high-impact networking, a crucial component for driving AI projects forward.
Sounds like an exciting day for AI enthusiasts. Next up, let's talk about Snapchat's foray into wearable tech with their new Apple Watch app.
Snapchat has launched a watchOS app, allowing Apple Watch users to engage with the platform directly from their wrists. This move enhances accessibility, letting users preview and reply to messages using various input methods like scribble and dictation.
How does this expansion into wearables align with Snapchat's broader strategy?
Snapchat aims to integrate more seamlessly into users' daily lives across multiple devices. This expansion reflects their commitment to enhancing user engagement and accessibility in diverse tech environments.
Wearable tech is definitely a growing field. Now, let's delve into the intriguing and somewhat controversial world of AI kiss and hug apps.
AI kiss and hug apps are stirring controversy due to their use of deepfake technology to simulate intimate interactions. These apps raise ethical concerns, particularly around consent and the potential for misuse of personal images.
What are the implications of these apps on privacy and user trust?
These apps challenge notions of privacy, as they can manipulate images to create realistic but unauthorized scenarios. This raises significant ethical questions about the boundaries of AI in personal and intimate contexts.
It's a complex issue for sure. Let's switch to a more business-oriented story. Toma's AI voice agents making waves in car dealerships.
Toma's AI voice agents have become a hit in car dealerships, addressing the overwhelming volume of customer calls. This success has attracted significant investment from A16Z, highlighting the potential of AI in streamlining automotive customer service.
What makes Toma's approach unique in the automotive sector?
Toma's pivot to car dealerships from banking and healthcare showcases adaptability and the ability to fill a critical service gap. Their AI agents efficiently handle calls, improving customer interaction and operational efficiency.
AI continues to transform industries. Speaking of transformation, exhibitors have just 48 hours left to join TechCrunch All Stage. What's the buzz about this event?
TechCrunch All Stage is a pivotal platform for startups to showcase innovations to investors, customers, and the press. With limited time left to secure spots, it's a golden opportunity for brands to gain visibility and make impactful connections.
Sounds like a must-attend for startups. Now let's talk about the massive funding news from Anduril.
Anduril has raised $2.5 billion, reaching a valuation of $30.5 billion, led by Founders Fund. This funding will bolster their defense technology initiatives, including autonomous weapons and military contracts.
What does this funding mean for Anduril's future projects?
The funds will accelerate Anduril's growth, particularly in developing advanced military technologies. Their recent U.S. Army contract for AR/VR headsets exemplifies their expanding influence in defense tech.
Impressive growth, indeed. Next, we have a serious allegation in the HR tech world involving Rippling and Deel.
Rippling has accused Deel of corporate espionage, labeling it a criminal syndicate. The complaint suggests Deel targeted multiple competitors, raising ethical concerns about competitive practices in the HR tech space.
What are the potential repercussions of these allegations?
If proven, these allegations could lead to legal consequences and reputational damage for Deel. It also highlights the intense competitive pressures in the HR tech industry.
It's a developing story to watch. On a different note, Bonfire is empowering users with new software for creating social communities.
Bonfire's software allows users to build customizable social communities, free from traditional platform control. This innovation promotes user autonomy and challenges the dominance of major tech platforms.
How might this impact the social media landscape?
By decentralizing control, Bonfire offers a new model for social interaction, potentially reshaping how communities form and operate online, away from the influence of big tech.
A fresh take on social media, indeed. Now, let's explore Google's latest advancements with their Gemini 2.5 Pro AI model.
Google's updated Gemini 2.5 Pro AI model boasts enhanced coding capabilities. It's designed to tackle complex programming tasks, reflecting significant progress in AI's application for developers.
What improvements have been made to this AI model?
The model excels in coding and performs well on benchmarks evaluating math, science, and reasoning. Google has also incorporated feedback to refine its performance, making it a robust tool for developers.
AI continues to evolve rapidly. Shifting gears, why are Elon Musk and Donald Trump at odds?
The feud centers around Musk's criticism of Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Their public exchanges on social media platforms have escalated, reflecting tensions between tech and political spheres.
What are the broader implications of their dispute?
Their conflict underscores the intersection of technology and politics, highlighting how influential figures can shape public discourse and policy through digital platforms.
A fascinating dynamic indeed. Lastly, let's discuss Walmart and Wing's expansion of drone deliveries.
Walmart and Wing are expanding drone deliveries to 5 more U.S. cities, enhancing logistics capabilities. This move represents a significant step in making shopping more convenient through technology.
How will this expansion impact consumers and the retail industry?
It could revolutionize last-mile delivery, offering faster and more efficient service. For the retail industry, it sets a new standard for innovation and customer convenience.
Exciting times for retail innovation. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and stay curious about the tech that shapes our world.